Hello, wrestling fans. This is Quentin Charisma. I'm with
Mark Gordy. Almost forgot my name. And this is Call It in the Ring.
What's going on, Mark?
Oh, man. After the fourth, fifth take there. Oh, man. It's a little technical difficulty. I'm doing all right. You doing all right, bro?
Yeah. I guess I'm here. I'm barely hanging like a hair.
I know Bert
Prentice is running Nashville tonight. I mean, not tonight. I'm sorry, not tonight. Thanksgiving night. He runs every Thursday down in Nashville every Thursday night at like a brew house or something. I can't remember the name of it. He runs like every Thursday night. So I don't know if it, you know, because it's Thanksgiving night, or if, I don't know if he has a big card, or if he's just got his regular Thursday night crew or not, but I do know he's running Thanksgiving night, and I don't think I've seen anybody else. You know, what little bit I look around and see what's going, you know, try to see, keep up a little bit I do. I don't think I see anybody else running tomorrow night. So, but yeah, that used to be a big night, you know, Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, back in our day, I know we used to, hell, we probably worked every Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah.
Just for being on the indie scene, you know.
Yeah, but, Christmas, Thanksgiving and Christmas were your two biggest nights of the year.
Uh-huh,
and it seemed like they went away from that, you know.
Yeah, so. I mean, I know we spent a few Thanksgivings at the fairgrounds watching the Jarrett out there. And their big thing, they'd have the turkey battle royal, I believe.
Yeah.
You know,
they always had something on Christmas night. They always had a big card on Christmas night at the fairgrounds.
But tradition, you know, it's leaving. Everything traditional about professional wrestling is leaving, man.
I tell you another, it used to be probably the third biggest night used to be was 4th of July. Until around about, I want to say, late 90s. When, like, before, only your big cities would have fireworks shows, you know. So these little towns, everybody had wrestling. You know, all these little towns had wrestling. Then, like, toward the late 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, every little town started getting their own fireworks show, you know, so it pretty much killed 4th of July for wrestling, you know, because I know many times I've wrestled on 4th of July night, you know, so. But it seemed like late 90s, early 2000s, it pretty much, started becoming now it's up there with, the worst two Saturdays run is Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day weekend, you know, and now 4th of July is right up there with them, you know, so. And Christmas Eve night, that's another horrible night to run. I worked a Christmas Eve night, and it was like, whew, don't do that again. That was a bad, I can't, it was, I think, I'm going to say it was Shelbyville. Like, 96, maybe, something like that. They ran Christmas Eve night, and, it was horrible. They actually, and then one year they ran in Shelbyville New Year's Eve night, but it did good, because they had after the wrestling, they had a big, dance party thing there. And so it drew really good New Year's Eve, but the Christmas Eve night, it was a stinker. Speaking of stinkers!
Good segue there.
How about that NWA show? Oh my God.
Man, it was horrible, brother. I don't know. Oh man, who booked that? I mean, goodness gracious. So what did they do? Was Cornette like all over the latest episode? They were like, screw it, let's just throw something together and put it out there. I mean, they had them, you know, the flashbacks of the previous weeks that they showed. This week, Cornette was on there, you know, prevalent, doing commentary. So, I don't know. Did they have, maybe they didn't. Well, they had to have had a can. Well, yeah, because Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah, because next week. Next week, so. I don't know what the deal was.
I don't know, but it's horrible. And weren't they supposed to, they did this deal where they followed Thunder Rosa around for a debut in the MMA stuff that she does, and ain't she supposed to be a heel?
They killed her gimmick.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on, huh?
Hello? First they killed her as they killed her gimmick, then they killed her as a heel. It's like, what the crap?
Yeah, and then she lost.
I fast forward to that whole second part. I didn't watch any of the second part of it. It was so bad.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, because I was doing something when the damn show was on, and I was like, goodness gracious, Lord,
Man, if she lost, that's even worse. Why would you put it on there if she lost?
That's even worse, man. I mean, I believe it might have been like a unanimous decision, you know, one of those things. So,
oh my God.
But still though, you know, I don't know, man. There's so much stuff that was bad this week, man.
That what was good? I didn't see anything good, I don't think.
I didn't. Nothing. I mean, you're building up a heel tag team, the Dawson Brothers.
Yeah.
You give them a couple of wins over some jobbers. Well, excuse me, enhancement talent. Screw that, jobbers. And you build them up, big monster team and everything. Then you have one of them lose to Joseph, in a stupid-ass just stipulation where if the Dawson brother lost, he had to recite Shakespeare. He lost, and so they had to recite Shakespeare, and then they had to play like they were really getting into it there, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was like... Did they bring Russo in this week?
Man, this is just beyond bad. Okay, here's my thing. First, the empty... Okay, just the thought of having an empty arena match makes no sense in nowhere. No ifs, ands, or buts. Okay? Just the thought of even having it. Then, having... Yeah, the team that you've been trying to get established, go on there and basically do a job. Because I don't think did he get anything in? Couple punches or kicks or something, maybe? I mean, it wasn't...
Yeah, just very little, man.
Nothing major. And then, you know, then they come out. I was like, that was 5 minutes of just garbage. What good you did building them up, you just flush it down the toilet.
Exactly. You killed their heat, you killed Thunder Rosa's heat.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, shoot. And no one could take Aaron Stevens serious.
No.
I mean, come on. Goodness gracious. Do they have a heel that's over? I mean, come on, really. I mean,
do they have a heel, period?
Exactly. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to think, man.
I'll tell you something. I did like the interview with Eli Drake. at the beginning. That was good. That was probably the only good thing on there. Yeah. Tell you, man, that boy's a talker.
Yeah, I don't see the. I don't know where he's getting his motivation from as far as using Steve Austin and.
I think that was trying to get him some heat. I think that was to get him heat.
All right.
That's what I saw it as. Is like, well, they're actually going to try to get him some heat by doing that. You know. If I was sitting there watching, say, okay, if I was looking at that, say, okay, they're telling him what to, that's why he's in normal place, that's where he's going to get some heat, but I don't know if they want people to even have heat, so I don't know if they were actually wanting it to make him, believe it, but 9 times out of 10, he would do that to try to get heat, but I don't know if they even want their workers to get heat down there, so I don't, who knows? But usually, 9 times out of 10, that's a heel promo to get heat when you start throwing the names out like that.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, God, I don't know, man.
I wrote down a few things to say that the, what's her name? I almost called her Marlena. What's her name? Melina. I think I watched maybe a minute of that, and then I fast-forwarded. I was like, well, they just killed that. Okay, I thought they brought her in, and she just starts having a normal sit-down, like, sitting down at your kitchen table talking. You know, it's like, is she supposed to be heel, be like a coming in to dominate? She just coming in like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm like, well, I mean, who is running this place down there?
I
tell you who's running it. A Money Mark. There you go. I finally said it because this episode finally proved it that Billy Corgan is nothing but a Money Mark and don't have a clue.
and Smashing Pumpkins suck. I don't like them. I never have.
And they had a hit record in, what, 20 years?
I
know they didn't have any hits in the 2000s, so it had to be like 90, I think their second album came out, what, like 95, 96, so I think it was, so going on 25 plus, you know, but, you know, my whole thing is, it's like, everybody got so, you know, amped up, and first couple episodes, you know, all right, you know, it's like it. Then, boy, I guess he's decided I ain't getting enough publicity. I guess I better start doing stupid stuff like AEW, so I can get some more publicity. And oh my gosh, that was horrible.
Man, have you heard? I was reading something on the Squared Circle from the Reddit gimmick. Their Squared Circle thing they have on Reddit. Anyway, somebody put a post on there about this, I like Cornette's nickname for him, Jelly Janela.
Yeah.
Complaining about AEW, man. Something about he wasn't satisfied the way he was eliminated, I guess, from the battle royal they had last week or something, and pretty much the way they've been using them here the last few months and stuff, and something about how he built his something up for the last 14 years, and they're doing this and that, and I'm thinking, man, you're lucky to have a damn job, you know? In the business.
Yeah, he needs to shut his mouth and be hoping that he can get a little piece of paper in his paycheck every week.
Exactly, man.
That's a goof.
A goof. I mean, I think some people are like, well, you know, that might be a work, you know, whatever. But it sounds like something a goof like him would say, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude need to be jerking the curtain on some southern indie somewhere, man, you know, but.
If he did say it, man, that's just idiotic.
You're biting the hand that's feeding you, you know? Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
You got a job, man. I mean, if you got a contract, dude, especially shut the hell up.
Exactly.
You know? If you get a paycheck every week, shoot. I'd be, yes, sir, no, sir. Yeah, you put a clown suit on me and make me do flips. I don't care.
Exactly.
But...
That's truth, man. That's one of the most stupidest things I've heard. Good grief.
Mm. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, look it up, man. We'll get off here somewhere and maybe, you know, one of these wrestling news sites, you know.
I'm sure if it's true, Cornette will talk about it next week. See?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the matches they announced? For the their little pay-per-view, NWA's, was it in 3 weeks or whatever it is?
Yeah. Now, is it officially yet with Aldis and Drake? Is that a match now?
Well, no, it's James Storm.
Oh, okay. So I didn't pay that much attention.
I thought that's what it said at the very end. Cause I kept fast forwarding through stuff. It's 2 out of 3 falls, and it's gonna. Then they announced at the very end. I thought they said it was just James Storm, which makes no sense because he had the title, was it national title?
Yeah.
Well, see, that confuses me because it looks like the old U.S. title. That's like that confuses me so he was that champion. So he's second in line for the belt, and then. Hey, the whole time he never got a shot. Now he's not the champion. He gets a shot. So, you know, that's don't really make no sense. And then they got the women's. That's stupid. It's going to be 2 out of 3 falls. It's a tag. Why do you got your women's champion in a tag match on your first pay-per-view that since you've you know, just lost your TV. You're going to have your first pay-per-view. You got your women's champion.
In a tag match.
And I'm pretty sure it said 2 out of 3 falls. So that's just going to be 3 abortions with 3 coat hangers, man. I'm sorry. That's an old wrestling reference. I'm sure it's
yeah, you know, don't want to offend nobody.
Out of date now, you know, but it's
yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's gonna be so bad. And the other match they announced was Murdoch against ? They need to let Martin just railroad him, man. But I'm sure they won't.
No, they'll have Trevor doing the JOB.
That's ridiculous. No, sorry about that. Whew. But yeah, I saw that. I was like, man, here's my thing. If the dude's comedy, he shouldn't be winning.
No.
If he's a comedy gimmick, he shouldn't be winning.
No.
You know? So. But yeah, so I got a cough brewing up. So that's fast forward to most of it. So that's 40 minutes I'll never get back in my life.
I know it.
I saw Bob Cook. Bob Cook posted something another Tuesday night on Facebook about it, and I just kind of glanced over what he was saying. And I was like, okay, this and usually he's been talking about how he don't like it anymore and all this and something. And I was like, you know, well, I'll watch it just to, you know, see. But gosh, man, that was just the stinking pile of crap, you know.
Well, maybe next week, you know, they'll come back with one of their taped shows with a crowd and everything. You know, be all right. So,
well, they got to show them putting the belts on. Somehow.
I have a feeling they won't keep them long. Probably just to the pay per view and.
Who knows?
Who could they put them on?
They probably put them back on the wild card with the return match at pay-per-view, probably. Which I don't... like I said, I don't really care. The little guy, I don't... He's just... I don't know. He just seems like he don't... He's reaching for his gimmick. He don't know what he... You know? He's just out there, you know? It's like, 1 minute, it just... I don't know. I don't get him, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. He just... It just, I don't understand. I just, you know, I don't know. But it's like he's trying to find it, you know, what his niche is, and I don't know. It's one of those, the other guy's all right, I mean, but the short guy, he just, I don't know. But so they got, let's see, the next week will be their last. Well, but what's next week? The 3rd?
Let's see, the 24th. Should be the 3rd, I guess.
December 3rd.
If I'm not mistaken.
So they'll have, what, two more? So they should have two more shows before the pay-per-view then?
I think the pay-per-view's right in the middle of the month, around about the 14th-ish, I believe, ain't it?
What they probably all do then, I'm thinking is they have next week's show and then the show. Well, trying to think if the show before the pay per view that would be. Well, yeah, if it's the third. So I ain't got my calendar with me. So there should be two more shows before the pay per view. So next week should be the Rock and Roll Express show, and I guess the show before the pay per view should be the Go Home show.
Yeah, around about what, the 10th, I guess. So yeah, I guess that would make sense. So them to have two more.
But I'm thinking the Go Home show will be clips and should be interviews setting up the matches, hopefully. And then, but here's my thing though. When they tape the pay per view, they're taping TV too. Are they going to have enough time to get it, an episode in the can, edited and everything before that Tuesday?
Don't know. Unless they show clips from the pay per view, you know, along with some other stuff. So, I don't know.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I ain't giving up on them yet. One bad show.
Yeah, I know. I'm not either. It's just, that was just really, really disappointing.
Yeah.
It was so bad, you know. Yeah, that's my thing. It was so bad that it just really disappointed that on that level. And they put it out there like it was okay, you know?
Yeah.
I can see maybe having, like, you know, maybe one segment, two maybe is a stinker, but your whole show, that just makes me believe that, you know, who's running the ship down there, you know?
I don't know.
But we'll find out.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, we got on the subject of Central Park Burgers last week. I'm going to tell you, I thought I read something here recently where they was trying to get one open back up here in Nashville.
Really?
Yeah.
They still have them in East Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. They got them in Henderson, Tennessee. Knoxville. Cleveland, Tennessee, which is down around the Chattanooga area, I believe.
Yeah.
I love them Central Park Burgers.
The closest thing we got to that's Rallies or Checkers.
Yeah. I was telling my wife the other night, well, it's been several months since we've been to Rallies or Checkers. I get them mixed up, man, you know, because up north, it's either or. Down here, it's one of them.
Yeah,
it's the other one.
It's from Bowling Green North, the Rallies, and from Nashville down, they're Checkers.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like Hardee's. If it's out west, it's Carl's Jr., I believe.
Yeah. It's same. Yeah, they're owned by the same company. Yeah, because we got two up here in Bowling Green, two Rallies up here, so.
But, yeah, I was telling my wife, I was like, you know, I was telling her about Central Park. I was like, yeah, me and Greg, well, Quentin, sorry.
That's all right.
But we used to go to, before we went to wrestling fairground over there on Nolansville Road, there's a Central Park there, and we'd always go there and just pig out, man. Mm-hmm. But I tell her, like, what you said, the Rallies taste almost exactly like it, man.
It's very similar.
Didn't they have the seasoned fries too, like Rallies?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very similar. It's very similar. But yeah, it's, you could just gorge yourself on like $5, you know?
Exactly.
It was good, it was greasy, and it was really cheap. The three parts to make something good. Good, greasy, and really cheap.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hey, man, I was thinking the other night, I was talking to somebody a while back. I can't remember who it was. I think it was, might have been Jeremiah Plunkett was talking one night, about belts and stuff. And this guy, I think it was, his generation, he different kind of belts. But to me, I mean, I look back and, nowadays, I think, to me, the more generic and trophy shop looking, to me, I love them nowadays. I don't know, something about, I love a generic trophy shop looking belt. You know, especially the ones from the 70s and 80s, especially, but when I was a kid, I didn't really care for them, you know. But now, as I got older, I'm like, man, I like them old, just, generic.
They're unique, man. You know, they're unique, they're different. Not every belt nowadays looks the same, and kind of like the workers.
Yeah.
I love that one you had, man, the old Southern Tag belt, man.
Yeah, man. That was crazy because I got that. It was actually Donnie Ernesto's belt, and he got it. His mom was married to Tom Ernesto at one time, so I guess he got it from Tom Ernesto. And he had it forever, and he went and gave him a little plate from the trophy shop to cover up the tag team thing, and it said Junior Champion or something like that on there, and he had it for, and he, and we did a deal where they put the strap on me in Shelbyville. And he told me, he said, man, just, because that was like, he was like finishing up down there. I think it was like the week after. It was like his, he said, man, when you get done, just give the belt to Glenn. And he said, I said, okay. And then that was like in 93. And, I had that strap until 97 in my bag. And I never saw Donnie. He stopped working. And then in 97, I sold those tag belts that I made. And I told Glenn, I said, look, I said, this is Donnie Ernesto's belt. I said, I'm selling you my tag belts, and I'm giving this belt back to you. Because he told me, he said, to give this belt back to you. And I said, I've had this in my bag for 4 years now. And so I'm giving it back to you now. So if Donnie, I said, so you can do whatever you want to. You can use it, whatever. But if Donnie asks if you have it, you have it. And if I ever see him again, I'm going to tell him that you have it. So it's his. I said, you have to get back to him. It's his belt. I said, okay, you know, and that was in 97. And then come to find out, I was a few years later, somebody stole the tag belts and that belt.
Oh, no.
Yeah, stole it from Shelbyville. Yep.
Oh, shoot. They probably don't even know they got part of history, you know, right there, man.
No, I thought that at first, but you know what? I'm thinking they do because it never, it's never showed up nowhere. I'm thinking they did because if they didn't know, somebody would have seen it. Because it had the original leather and everything was original, and you could tell by the leather. Because it was like the leather was really getting old on it. So,
people out there listening, the belt we're talking about, if you go to YouTube and look up the concession stand brawl between Lawler, Dundee, and the Blonde Bombers, right at the finish there, the referee brings the belts into the ring and gives them to the Blonde Bombers, I believe. And those belts that they have in their hand is one of them, is one that we're talking about.
Yeah, it's they had them from what, like 70? Jared Hound from like, what are you using? I think like 78 to like 81, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
He used them for about 3 or 4 years. So, yeah, I think somebody, whoever stole it knows. I think they know that, or they are just not doing nothing with them. Let me see them, because I think those tag belts, like I said, they were junk, but nobody's seen them either. So I'm thinking they either stole them and think, well, they're going to find out I'm the one that stole them. You know what I'm saying? The person who stole them says, I'm the one that stole them. I can't let nobody know I have them. Or he knows that one is, you know, history. But so I'm thinking, it might be the, you know, well, I better not, you know, even show the tag belts, because somebody might know I'm the one that sold all three then, you know? Because none of three of them have surfaced anywhere, so. You know, and that was, like I said, I sold them in 97. I want to say it was like, I went back in 98 and they wasn't there. So, he might have had them a year, 2 years, Glenn did, and so then they got stolen, so. I ain't sure about the year, but I do know I did sell them to him in 97, But yeah, so somebody's got two tag belts that ain't worth nothing, and they got a tag belt with a junior champion trophy plate, little piece of plate on it over the thing that says AWA tag champion. So,
man,
it's got some real history. So,
did it happen in the back, man? Did one of the boys steal it from a bag or something?
I was told that they were left in the back. And they got stolen during the week. That the belts were back there.
So the back, there could be anybody that came to that cab stand, I guess.
Exactly. Yep.
Well.
Yeah, I'm sure it was probably, you never know, Mark could have come in there during the week and said, oh my gosh, look at here, there's some belts, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. So. Because I tell you something, because I think back, I went back, see, 97 I left down there, and I went back toward the end of 98, like towards the, I want to say November of 98, and I don't remember seeing them having any belts, so it might have been sometime in 98 when they come up missing. Because I remember I went back for about a couple weeks, about 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks in 98, end of 98, and they had no belts. Nobody had belts on the card, so. And from what I heard, that was the only one of those the tag straps that were left. The other one, they got lost years ago, I heard, so. So that made it even more, worth more. You know, more than just, you know, just it. There was the only one that was physically out there. So, and it kind of makes me mad, because if I would never get handed it back over to Glenn Mullins, I could have got you know, it'd still be either I'd still have it or I would get back to Donnie because I actually saw him in 07. Yeah, I saw him in 07, yeah. So,
did he ask about it or anything?
No, no, hold on. No, actually, I saw him in 02. He come up to Gallatin, Gallatin, Tennessee, Tim Scruggs promotion. He actually come over and worked like a month up there. I told him, I said, I gave your belt back to Glenn. I said, I heard he got stolen. And he didn't really seem too upset about it, you know, I guess because it had been 10 years, you know. But, you know, yeah, I saw him then, I saw him in 07. But, yeah, I told him, I gave your belt back to Glenn. You know, so, but, yeah, if I would never get back to Glenn, I said, I probably would, you know, I would have still had it with me in 02, 03 when I saw Donnie in Gallatin, Tennessee. I would have gave it to him then. Or I would have still, I'm saying, it'd still be in my possession or his possession, one. Yeah. But I did what he told me to do, you know.
Exactly.
You know, that's all Glenn. That's all on Glenn, you know. You just can't leave stuff laying around, man. If that's what happened, you know, if somebody, you know, went in there and got them, I mean, that, or, you know, put it this way, I mean, your belt, it's your promotion, it's your belts, it should, you know, what happens to me, whatever happens in your promotion, in on anything, that's your,
exactly, you
know, that's, you know, under your watch, but that's here or there, but yeah, I tell you, man, I think one of my favorite belts, I look back, the old, the Mid-America belt.
I swear I was sitting here thinking about that, I was going to.
I love that belt.
That.
I love that belt.
Too, man.
That's dead up trophy shop, man. That's so
I love it too, man.
Man, you know, when I was a kid, I loved gold belts. I can't stand a gold belt now. I like silver. I don't know, I guess because everything's gold now. But somebody, I like a silver belt because there's, I guess they stand out more. And but no, that old Mid-America belt, man, I loved it.
Yeah, I agree, and I love the I guess my favorite belt of all time would be the Southern heavyweight belt that Lawler had. That had the red, the kind of red in it. And you remember?
You talking about the one that everybody has like all NWA territories at that time got.
Exactly.
Yeah, Florida had it,
yeah.
And I think Texas had one, but most of Florida, I mean, Florida, like all their belts, their tag belts look like it, and the Jarrett's tag belt had the tag belts too, yeah. Yeah, I think that was probably
that's probably my favorite one.
Yeah. That's the tag
belts, tell you, the tag belts that we had here, the Southern Tag Team belts, were just like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it got to the point there, well, man, they got ragged. It had, like, just the front plate on it, and then the side plates were missing.
Then they started, like, three side plates, and then at the end, they only had one on each side.
Something like that, man. It was getting ragged.
I tell you, okay, I'm sure you remember this, because people I've asked, nobody remembers it. Okay, they had those belts, right? That's what they were using in the 80s, when they stopped using the red, white, and blue tag belts, the one we've been talking about. So they got those.
Yeah.
Okay, they started using those for the tag belts, because that was the time NWA, it seemed like they stepped up, and then a lot of people started using that style. Okay. When Fire and Flame came in, that was, what, 86?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You remember, okay, they did a thing, and then they lost the belts, and then they won them back, and Billy Spears come in for, like, that 1 week and was their manager.
Okay.
Do you remember the belts, they won the belts back from Lawler and Giant Frazier, and when they burned Frazier? They showed it from, it was from the Jackson Coliseum, or what it was called. They burned him. They showed the clip where they won the belts back, and they come out there, and Billy Spears was a man. And the belts they were holding, they looked like something. They looked like they were so trophy shop, tiny, and they looked like some old Gulas. It looked like some of the belts Gulas was using in like in 83 and 84. I mean, I've never seen, I only saw them that 1 week on TV. And then like the next week they had like the regular, you know, those ones, the regular, you know.
Yeah.
It was like for 1 week they had those, and I was like, teenager, I was like, oh my gosh, those belts were horrible. Because they were tiny, and they were holding them within their hand, and you couldn't, they had them folded, you know, the straps, both sides of the strap were folded in, they were holding them. And I was like, nobody remembers it. I know I saw them. I've looked for pictures of them. They had them on there for 1 week on TV.
And it was the week Billy Spears was there.
Yes, yeah. Because
what happened is somebody forgot them, and Billy probably had some in his bag. You know, yeah. Hey, just use these or something.
Yeah, because I mean they were so. I was looking at them because they did. I think that's when they did the angle where they suspended them.
Yeah.
And then remember they come out of the crowd or something.
I'm trying to
remember. Well, remember they grabbed somebody out of the guy out of the crowd and they suplexed him on the concrete, or Billy the vacuum, Billy the vacuum on the concrete, and they suspend him. And Billy Spears come out there. So yeah, it was like the week they did that. They got the guy out of the stands and jumped him, and they suspended him. And Billy Spears was talking about, he was like, that was before I got here. They're my team now, so they're not suspended. And I remember they was holding those belts, and I was like, those ain't the real belts. And, you know, because like I said, I was a teenager, you know, 86, I was, what, 13, 14, whatever. I kept looking, I was like, where's the belts at? And then, like, the next week, I think they had the old ones back, and I was like, and everybody I've asked, they don't remember it. I'm going to have to, if I could narrow down the time, I'm sure I could find an episode somewhere on YouTube and look and go find it. That's going to be my project this week.
were they Fire and Flame or Dirty Girls and Don Bass at that time?
No, they were still the Fire and Flame. Because they hadn't brought in Torch yet. They were still Fire and Flame with the mask, and they still hadn't brought in Torch yet. So,
they were working Lawler and maybe Hillbilly around the horn. Or?
Yeah, they were. I want to say it was they working them around the horn, and then they burned them and got the belts, and then they did the deal where they jumped the guy in the crowd and they suspended them. And
let me do some. Investigating too, and maybe we can come up with something, and maybe
it was an 86. I haven't looked on YouTube yet, so I've just been asking people about it, and everybody's saying they don't remember, so I'm like, so I guess I'm sure it's like, because there's a lot of like 80, I think almost every episode of 86 is on, and it was so I was watching it in Nashville, so it was the hour show. Because I know a lot of the Memphis shows are hard to find. You know, it's got the extra.
Yeah.
You know, so it was on the Nashville feed, that Nashville bicycle tape. So I'm sure it's out there. I just got to look for it.
going off my memory, by October, they were Dirty Rhodes, Don Bass, and Larry Wright.
Yeah.
So I'm figuring probably somewhere in the summer.
Yeah.
Probably. I got all the cards. Not all of them, but most of them from 86, I have still somewhere around here. Yeah. You know, like, I used to write. Here's what I used to do, man. When they stopped putting them in the paper, when Lance Russell would give the cards out each week on the fairground, I'd write them down, and then I would do a template like they put in the paper, for the newspaper ad. I draw my own out and put the matches on. And I actually got them here somewhere, and I should have. I'll go back and look through them.
Yeah,
and see where
it had to be summer. It was summertime. It had to be because it was. Like I said it was before Larry Wright came in. And he came in his torch. Now, he wasn't with them that long before they took the mask off from him. He wasn't there.
Yeah. It was like he came. Who the hell was Larry Wright?
I seen him work. He did some jobs on Continental. That's the only time I ever seen him. So he must be just an indie guy, you know, worked. But yeah, he was only what I think what maybe 3 or 4 weeks as torch, and then they took the mask off from him.
Yeah, he was horrible, man, what I can remember.
Yeah, he didn't move very well.
Yeah,
he was not very good. But
he built like Ralphus.
he had a big old belly on him. But yeah, it was. But you know, I was talking about you, Donald, the other day. If you wanted, I was thinking about doing the thing, and you asked if I was booting you to the curb about the other podcast.
Oh yeah, I was just busting you.
Do what?
I just
but
I don't
know.
I was just busting your biz all.
Yeah, because I was thinking, you know, I got so much time. I had, you know, and I watch all this stuff on YouTube. I'm like, man, I want to do another podcast. So I put out the thing about somebody wanting to do AEW with me, a review, and no, I hadn't had one person say anything. So, you know, I said, maybe it's not the thing I need to go for, you know, because I watch it, but some of the stuff I scan through too. So I'm thinking about doing the thing of, and I thought about doing, like, taking, like, the, like Brian Lash and Mike Mills does, or they're doing the Mid-South and then they do that. The Smoky Mountain where they take it, they go episode by episode. So I said, I'll do something like that. So I was beating that idea around in my brain. So I got on YouTube, but I was thinking about maybe doing Continental, but I don't know. So I got on YouTube, and I was like, 87 is a good year at Continental. 86 leading up to 87 was really good. So I got on there, and they're missing, 87's missing some episodes. And I was like, well, I'll try something. So I said, you know, there's a lot of Southwest popping up here in the last couple of years. So I got on there and started looking for like 82 Southwest. It's missing stuff. So I was thinking, well, unless I do something later on, you know, it's like, but I was wanting to, you know, I was trying to get those, that, like I said, 82 Southwest, because that was when they was really getting really hot. And, even in 83, but then, you know, the Continental 87, I was like, those are, because 88, they kind of started going on the decline a little bit. So I was thinking, well, I just don't, you know, I don't want to do Florida because there's people doing Florida. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to find something that nobody's doing, you know. And
has anybody did Memphis?
What is that guy, Wes Bolt? He does them, I don't think he does them in order. He might do them in order. He does them on Saturday nights. He does. It's not a podcast. It's a
on Facebook where he's been showing 86, ain't he?
I think so. He's been doing it for a while now. But I mean,
he
pretty
much just shows an episode and plays it on Facebook. He don't really do a review or anything.
They do a
right?
chat thing though, don't they, or something? I don't know what the not chat, but discussion thing on there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know I've caught a few episodes while I'm at work.
Yeah.
But
I was thinking about, I was like, man, I'm wondering if I can find somebody where we just go onto YouTube and do, like, don't go chronological, however you say it, order, you know, week by week of the TV, because it's so hard to find somebody that's got straight TVs. But just pick out an episode, watch it, and then, you know, do a review like that. You know, it's like, hey, this week we're going to do, you know, say Portland 83, you know, this week, you know, just find out what's out there and just do a different one. So I think I'm going to put that out there and see if anybody wants to do it with me. But I just like doing these things, man, because I sit at home, I get bored, you know, I So I like talking, and I love to talk, especially about wrestling. It can be good wrestling, bad wrestling, or any kind of wrestling. I'm just going to talk. I'll talk about it. So, but like I said, I know you just want to do this one right here. So, but I mean, if anybody's listening to this and wants to do a podcast with me where we review different old episodes from Territory TV, let me know, because I'm looking for somebody. Do it each week. We'll just do like a 1 hour. Actually, probably won't be 1 hour. The podcast probably won't be an hour because the TV will be 1 hour. And I'm, you know, just to review it, it'll probably be 45 minutes, whatever. Whatever, however it goes. But I think I'm going to do that. So if I can find somebody, if you're interested, get back with me, man, because I definitely want to do another podcast. So, you know, and hey, if you want to do it, you know, like a guest spot, every, you know, if you see, you know, if you're on something, you're flipping around on YouTube and you see and you want to talk about, we can do that too, you know. But I'd like to have it every week with somebody, you know.
I probably wouldn't want to do it every week.
That's how I'm going to probably have a hard time finding somebody to commit doing it every week. That's my thing. So, you know. But I want to do one every week because, like I said, it gives me something to do.
Yeah, that would be cool, though.
Speaking of doing something every week, is Brian, the great Mark Brian Lass, has he got his episode 100 out yet, or is he still?
No, man. As far as I know, he's just still dragging his feet on that. Cornette was busting his balls about that the other week.
What's it been, like 4 months, 5 months?
Something like that, man. Have you ever seen you sit through the whole, like, man, because those things are marathons.
Yeah,
like
4 or 5 hours. Now, what I do is when he was putting them out, I'd scan through and see, he'd put, like, who he's having on there, and he'd put the actual time marks, and I'd just.
Yeah, the time stuff.
Yeah,
exactly.
I would do that. Because, man, some of that stuff was on there was just stupid. And
the first like an hour or so is them doing the top 10 thing, you know, the top 10 gimmicks that they do, you know, disappointing Lance and you know, and Sue the Shooter and all that stuff. That's some stupid shit.
So I just if there's somebody on there I want to listen to, I'll find the time mark, I'll go to it and listen, and that's it. But like I said, he ain't had one out so long, but dude, Scott Bowden's supposed to be coming back out with his. He announced.
Yeah, I saw that. So, and he was on there the other day saying, you know, stay tuned for, you know, for more information about it.
Yeah.
So, we'll see about that.
Yeah. It kills me how he got taken off. And, you know, you're talking about Cornette and Joey Janela. Tell you something, man, Cornette's going to get sued. Because I'm telling you right now, he's going to end up getting, he's on here always talking about Stephen P. New. Well, somebody's going to blast him and Stephen P. New's butt, because they're going to get him for slander and stuff. He keeps talking about Jelly Nutella now, what's the English death wrestler? Whatever his name is.
I know he talked about My Little Dog Pockets.
Orange Cassidy.
You know, yeah, because they can say, look, man, he's on there every week putting us down.
Yeah, and that's hurting our bookings.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's fixing to get it. Yep, it's going to hurt.
I was thinking that the other night, too, when I was listening to him.
Yep. I've been thinking about the last month. I was like, because it's just more, Jimmy Havoc, that's his name, Jimmy Havoc. And so I'm like, he's going to get it. You know, it's, especially,
you know,
go ahead.
There's going to be more than one name on that suit, too.
Exactly.
I believe, you know?
And here's my thing, especially since he sued the guy who made the t-shirt. When he did that, that opened up everybody to pile on him. Yep.
Exactly. I'm surprised that ain't happened yet unless they're all going, You just keep doing that.
I think,
keep doing that, Ricky.
That's what they're doing. I bet money out there letting them. They'll just keep letting them build up and build up. Because they got to show, like, you know, a time, you know, how much he's did over a time period and say, you know,
I
couldn't get bookings. You know, my bookings, look at my bookings, they decreased from this time because of his slander. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So. End up losing old Cornet Castle or whatever he talked about, but I was thinking that too, though, man. I was like, man, here he is talking about, you know, dude doing a shirt in his likeness and everything and this and that, and I'm like, and here you are every week putting everybody down and everybody could be losing bookings and stuff. I was thinking that same thing, man. That's funny.
And tell you something, who'll really have a case is the Jimmy Havoc guy, talking about how he looks like he has blood transfusions and stuff like that. Man, that right there is what's going to get him. Because he can say, I'm getting bookings because people think I'm sick and I got a disease, you know,
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly, man.
He's going to get it.
All.
It's going to happen.
Oh, man. Some lawyer is like, when he gets all this info, man, and all this, he's going to be like, yep, I do believe we got us a case.
And, you know, if Stephen P. News is supposed to be so great, he should be telling him to, you know, kayfabe, back off
you
that.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think, man.
So.
He probably knows what he's doing, too. He's probably like, you know, if this goes anywhere, you know, hell, that's money in my pockets from Cornette.
Exactly.
So, I'm not going to tell him to shut up.
Exactly, yep. He's working Cornette. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, it's hey man, we got about 4 minutes. Anything you want to talk about real fast? Plug your KDF stuff, man. Plug it, because that's good stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If people don't already know, we're based out of Nashville. Well, I'm from Nashville. Greg's up in Bowling Green. But anyway, Nashville, if people know anything about Nashville, back in the 80s and the early 90s and 70s, the best rock station that we had around here was 103 KDF. And if you're from Nashville or this area, you remember that station. And anyway, I got a Facebook page called Remembering 103 KDF. And I post old concert ads that KDF sponsored, and sometimes some YouTube videos playing old KDF stuff, and some art news articles from the Tennessean back in the day of some stuff that, like today, I just published one where kind of like along the WKRP in Cincinnati deal for their Christmas, where they were throwing turkeys out the helicopter and they thought they could fly, but they couldn't. They went splat. Anyway, Carl D. Mayfield threatened to do that one year back in 88, and he ruffled some feathers about that, and they never did do it, of course. And anyway, I got an article about that up that I just published today on that. But if you're into that, it's like I said, it's called Remembering 103 KDF. If you just type that in a search engine there and on Facebook, it'll come right up. And just go on there, give me a like, share it, and have fun.
All right,
so,
cool.
There you go.
Yeah, if you're from around this area, Nashville, Middle Tennessee. You know about KDF, and yeah, it's a good little deal, man. You look on there; it's interesting. So, we're down about a minute, so I guess we'll wrap this up without having to cut off in the middle of the wrap up. So, but yeah,
we're notorious for that.
Yeah, so if anybody's interested in doing territory podcast with me, hit me up. And we'll set that up. So. I want to thank everybody for listening, and happy Thanksgiving, happy whatever you celebrate. But Mark, thanks for coming on. We'll do another episode hopefully soon.
No problem.
So for Mark Gordy, this is Quint Charisma. Hey, that's me. Thank you for listening. God bless.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.